Tuesday, July 18th. Plane back to Washington. President had me up for quite a while on a general political discussion. He wants to turn the whole Wallace deal over to Connally and let him pull it all together, which is a good idea. On scheduling, he is going to go ahead with the Japanese meeting in Hawaii at the end of August. Wants to make it stag, a working visit. He'll do the American Legion after the convention on Thursday. And then no events at the convention except the acceptance speech and possibly the youth night deal on Tuesday when he arrives. Set up some meetings for this week to get a schedule going. Got into the question of the vice president, which is a matter of major concern now. He wants Mitchell and me to meet with him as soon as possible. Tell him that we have to set his announcement time for a little later. Let the Democrats have their troubles now before we turn the debate toward us. That we should plan for the announcement probably the first week in August. We'll work out a format. And then he should make a significant speech right afterwards. Maybe we'll have all the leaders in cabinet in with their wives or something to make a big thing out of it. He wants us to also discuss control of his schedule and get it under control, get him to stay out of the platform, get him to fit in with the campaign strategy, not become the issue himself, be non-controversial, attack only on the issues, hit ethnics, labor, and the South. And to the degree that he gets into strategy, he should meet with me, Mitchell, Connally, and McGregor. President had Colson up for part of the flight and got into the Wallace question again with him. Colson's got a lot of input from Jack Marsh, which indicates that some of Wallace's key people want a $750,000 payoff to keep their staff on through the election. And that if we'll do that, they'll come out for Nixon. Wallace won't, but some of his people will, and they'll all, the whole organization will work for us. So now we've got to figure out whose deal is for real and how to handle it. End of July 18th. Continuing July 18th, John Dean called while we were en route home and said he had to meet with Ehrlichman and me immediately, so we waited on the plane and met with him for about an hour at the airport. He had been keeping us posted on his very real problems in the water gatekeeper business. He flew out to California one day and met with the two of us. The problem now is that there's no way we can turn off the investigation, and it's leading into the channels that we don't want it in. There's no way to avoid that. As of now, Dean feels that they are going to move on Magruder, and that the only thing we can do is to have him take the rap that they'll hit him with. And he feels that I've got to talk to him and convince him that this is what he should do. I'm not at all sure that's the way to handle it or that I can do it, but Ehrlichman called me at home later and confirmed that he thought we should do that, although he adjourned the Dean meeting after it became clear that he couldn't read exactly what my reaction was on it. There's a real powder keg, I guess, and John's sitting on top of it, John Dean, and trying to keep the lid on, but is not at all sanguine as to his ability to continue to do so. End of July 18.